Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to MindBody TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo, and I'm going to be sharing today about how love heals everything. It's obviously Valentine's Day tomorrow, and at this time, we think a lot about love. There are a lot of ideas we have about love that aren't actually what the essence of pure love is or what the power of pure love really is. So if you have heard of that, like love heals everything and it sounds like an airy-fairy bumper sticker, we're going to go much deeper with this today and really uncover what this power that lies within us is, what's available to you, how to tap into it, and what it can transmute in your life. So welcome everyone who's here. Happy Valentine's Day a little early. I'm super excited to have you live. Nicole, Maddie, Randy, Heather. Hi, thanks for the hearts. Yeah, that's nice. Alice from Belgium. I love hearing where people are tuning in from. I had a private session with one of my clients and she's in Southern England. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that, but it was really cool to connect with her there. And I know there are people tuning in from all over. I want to welcome those who are listening to the recording and the podcast as well. For those of you who don't know me, I have been a physician. I was an emergency medicine physician, but was really always very intuitive and very connected with the awareness of what's really going on in the body, what's really going on that's causing health problems and disease and so much blockage for so many people that was creating symptoms of everything from abdominal pain to, chronic fatigue syndrome, and a lot of really vague, weird, pervasive things that were happening for people that medically there was like no clue, no awareness, and no languaging around what was really going on and what I was perceiving. But that in this deeper awareness of the emotional body and our energy body and the energy we hold, there was a whole world of very evident awareness of exactly what's going on that this person could so easily release and be free. So I started kind of working along those lines and have developed a completely new way of practicing medicine, left conventional medicine altogether. And I've been, established the American Institute of Mind Body Medicine to bring this awareness to everyone who's ready to understand what is really going on in your body, how your body works, that you are energy, not just a physical separate thing, that we are connected with everyone and everything around us. And then how does this interplay into our health, our wealth, our creation? So welcome to this episode of Mind Body TV. I'm at drkimd.com for those of you who are new. All right, so hello, Janet, Sandra from Canada, Joanne, Amanda from Kennewick, Washington, Grace, oh, hello, I found myself. Here that is, great to see everyone. Ragnhild from Norway, woohoo. Jimbo Eno, happy Valentine's Day. Okay, everyone, and there's tons more filing in so quickly I can't really see everybody, but welcome. The first thing I wanted to talk about is love. And like I said, it's not this airy-fairy bumper sticker thing, and it's not even this, oh, everything's so wonderful, kind of superlative. It's a space of pure acceptance within ourself, and you can connect with this essence of love even just by physically connecting with the heart. This is the area of our body that registers love, that is resonant with love, that is a receptor for love. That's why when you have the warm fuzzies, you feel it here in your chest, and it's like, oh, I feel this warm and fuzzy space, but it's something that you're actually having a sensation. You can physicalize that. And even just connecting with the physical heart, the awareness of this space will allow you to open and to begin to be receptive to higher frequency energies. When we connect with stillness, just put your hand on your heart and take a breath. Do this now because there really is no other time. And let everything go and let everything relax. Let your shoulders relax. So do three breaths like that. Inhaling. Let everything go. It's the most important thing you could do of the entire day. Relax your shoulders, relax your chest. And then one more inhaling. And then let everything go. Exhale and relax. You'll feel that your body already feels different. You're releasing tension. You're releasing energy that's blocking you from feeling love, from embodying love. And a lot of that tension energy really bogs up your inner system, your chemistry, your nervous system, your immune system, your digestive system, all the things that so many of us are trying to fix with like diet or exercise or supplements or learning more or whatever. It is self-correcting. Your body can heal itself. Max that out and then deal with the 2% that's left over. Be much more fun and easy. It might be interesting to kind of learn some things, but it's not going to be something that bogs you down and overwhelms your entire life because you're trying to manage and you're just so busy. The biggest piece about connecting with love, even just doing what we just did, relax, breathe, and feel the heart. It allows you by connecting with this stillness to let everything else dissolve. Everything outside of you that can be chaotic or overwhelming, there's so much going on, can shift because you're creating a shift. You are not separate from what's going on outside of you. So if you allow this inner shift, even just 3 breaths, sometimes you might need 10 because there's a lot of chaos that's really getting your attention. Where your attention goes, your energy flows, your creative energy. So if your attention is on all of the chaos and you're like, yeah, I'll get to the stillness later. I'll get to those 3 breaths later. Right now, I got to manage the chaos. It needs my attention. 11:11, make a wish. Chaos never needs your attention. Chaos is an indication that stillness needs your attention. Overwhelming illness is an indication that stillness needs your attention. Overwhelm and lack of clarity, or I'm running around, I'm doing 20 things, I don't know, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, is an indication that stillness needs your attention. So if you can bring your awareness to the heart and reside in this higher frequency, it equilibrates your nervous system. It harmonizes your hormones. It brings health to every part of your body. And we've seen this scientifically. The Institute for Heart Math has amazing research. It's at heartmath.org. And they also have heartmath.com, which has like a lot of other kind of information and resources. But just in basic, we've seen that the electromagnetic field of your heart goes beyond your physical body. It impacts every cell in your body. It powerfully impacts your brain activity and your perception. And it affects everything even out beyond you. It can be felt and detected up to 10 feet away from your body. It does go out even beyond that, which is why you can connect with someone on the other side of the planet and send them love. And then they call you up like, wow, I've been thinking of you. We are connected. And it's through the electromagnetics. We are electromagnetic beings that we transmit this energy. It's faster than the speed of light. It's faster than any physical material. We can instantly connect with everyone and everything around us. There's so much amazing science to demonstrate this that it kind of baffles me that our conventional medical system is still operating in complete and total separation, as if we're separate from each other and separate from ourselves. So there's so much more that's really possible in health. What does this do? And that's why I said love heals everything. It doesn't just heal, oh, I feel a little bit better, but hey, I still got all these problems I got to attend to. You aren't separate from anything around you. So whether it's your liver or your digestive system or, you've got whatever physical, mental, emotional challenge that you're dealing with, or relationship challenge that you're dealing with. I want to manifest my greatest lover. Whatever it is, we can access that through this stillness within, through connecting with pure love, which again, isn't la la la, I'm so in love. It's more of I'm willing to be present to myself and to what is, no matter how uncomfortable, no matter how painful, no matter how inconvenient, I'm willing to be present to what is and connect with this stillness. So love is more about presence and the attention that we're willing to be for ourselves or for another, and less about feeling good or having things go our way. Okay, Kathy says, hi, Kim, I'm just reading your book. That's the Mind Body Toolkit. And I just got to the love chapter last night. I'm doing an inflammation reducing diet, and I've been super anxious and not sleeping. I'm checking with my body, I realize that since I gave up all my go-to comforters, pastries, chips, alcohol, I'm actually feeling what I'm always feeling, but I haven't allowed. It seems pretty big and isn't something that went away with one day of embracing and loving myself. So this energy that has been maybe suppressed with the eating and chips and then pastries, this energy that's asking to be met requires more of your attention. It is actually deepening you beyond like one day of presencing and allowing into maybe 10 days of presencing, allowing into maybe infinite presencing and allowing. I allow the full expression of all that I am. I am willing to meet my seemingly unending pain, not with the condition, unless it doesn't go away within a few days, then I'm out of here. Not with the condition, unless it's really intense and then I have to like suppress it, but with no condition. I am willing to meet all of this for as long as my attention is required. And yes, of course, receiving what you need to do that, which might be a meditation or sleep or do some movement or help yourself move through this energy instead of reverting to, maybe I'll just have a little bit of chip so I don't feel all of it so much, instead of reverting to suppression. So ask your body, be patient with me and let's move through this together and be willing to meet all of these, because these are the things that are dynamically blocking you from receiving abundance, wealth, health, love, freedom, all of the things that make you most fully alive. Hello, Jody. Carolyn from Australia. Eno says, hello, Dr. Kim. How do I attract the relationship I want? The one. All my relationships were the same that ended by them losing interest in me. Although they're interested in me at first, I don't understand the reason. How can you have the relationship that lasts? This is a really beautiful question. Thank you. I went through quite a treacherous journey myself with love. And it was, I think, the hardest thing that I've experienced in my life, the most painful. But it's definitely where the most expansion has happened in my willingness to meet myself. So, Eno, where are you willing to go deeper in your communion with yourself? Where are you willing to go deeper in presencing, like I just talked about? Not just the good stuff about ourselves, the thing we think are good, but the things that we're resisting and suppressing. Where are you willing to go deeper into your fear, to go deeper into your pain, to go deeper into like even the stillness that feels boring and mundane and I just got to go distract and go hang out with someone else because there's nothing else in here. I noticed all the self-rejection I was in that had me running to a partner. I want to have a partner. I want to do this. I want to do that. It's going to be fun. All the excitement of the newness of a relationship that would not be the pick, that like a choice, a partner who could really meet me in the long term, like meet the depths of me. So it would require me to kind of be more muted and not like all of who I am and let's look at all of it. And so none of those partnerships were really fulfilling and ultimately would have to end. So there may be a way where it's like all exciting in the beginning, but there isn't you in the depth of you, which would be the invitation for a partner to continue to move forward in intimacy. It's like, yeah, all this is it. We're not going any deeper here. There may be something like that going on. So where are you willing to go deeper with yourself? Because until I fell in love with myself, where I wasn't the, yeah, I love myself fully. Where's my man? Yeah, I give myself love. Now where's my guy? Why isn't it happening? I wasn't the prize. It was like he was the prize and I was doing this self-love thing to get this prize, but it was never going to work because all my relationships would reflect that like they weren't willing to really meet me fully. So until I met myself fully, I am the cake and that's the icing on top, and the icing's awesome. I love the icing and it makes the cake delectable, but I am the cake. And so until I had that alignment, all my relationships would feel like, oh my God, I hope it lasts. I hope it doesn't leave. I hope I hope he gives me this. I hope he loves me. I hope he blah, blah, blah. Like it was shaky and insecure. And so until I connected with, I'm the freaking cake. I'm the party. I'm the bomb. And I could could just be at my own party and celebrate my own party, I couldn't have a partnership that would reflect that. Okay, Elaine, hello. Good morning from BC, Canada. Thank you again. Nancy from Oregon, Zavy, love to you, dear Dr. Kim. Okay, great questions that are coming up though. Alice, I am the cake. Nancy says, I've been going deeper and feeling all the pain, but it just keeps coming back and coming back. Is there ever an end? So part of it is the willingness to be unconditionally present, as opposed to, because if it's still inconveniencing you, it's because there's still resistance. Like, yeah, enough of the pain. Where's the good stuff? But that is the good stuff. That is the part of you. That is a part of you in pain that you are presencing. If that were a child, that, you know, if that were your child, it wouldn't matter how long it took and it wouldn't be an inconvenience, because showing up as love for that child is the cake, is the fulfilling thing, is the beautiful moment. So you're not waiting for that child. Come on, can you stop crying now? I've already given you like 15 minutes of soothing. Aren't you done? It's like, what else do you need, sweet one? I love you. Knowing with utter certainty that that child, inside that child, is a beautiful, beautiful heart. And the only reason they're being icky and snippy and I hate you is because they don't feel love. And so they receive more nurturance and more presence and more stillness. And sweetheart, I love you. It's all okay. And let them have their little tantrum and let them express what they're expressing, because there's a total, total knowing that underneath that is the beautiful, beautiful presence of love, the beautiful, beautiful child, the beautiful, cherished, cherished one. So this one that you're saying, oh, can I get over it already? Isn't there enough? Isn't the pain going to end now? That's your beautiful, beautiful essence of life, your heart, your beautiful, sweet little one. Let her, you know, she's had decades of freaking drama. Let her have 10 months of utter space to just have whatever you need, sweetheart. It's not going to be 10 months. It's going to be, I don't know, 10 days, 10 hours. It's a matter of, is this unconditional presence? I hold you in my heart. I'm here, pain, whatever you need. Or is it conditional? I'm here, but this is not really convenient. Can you please move soon so I can get to the good stuff and feel good again? That is not going to move the mountain. That will take a lot longer. It's like one of my favorite osteopathic doctor mentors said to me, if you approach your patient like you have 5 minutes, it's going to take all day for the health to shift. If you approach them like you have all day, it will take 5 minutes. That's how powerful the health is, and that's how powerful pure love is. That in just 5 minutes of a space of pure presence and pure willingness, everything can shift. So if you're feeling that little edge of like, oh, really, it's not over yet, that is what's to be transmuted. That impatience is what's getting your attention. That's what's to be met. Kathy says, oh, I'm sorry, Rachel from Oregon. Here we go. Zavy, how do I receive more fully? I've been staying in the calm and staying with the discomfort. It's funny, that's like the same question. Opening to receive is being willing to meet the moment, whatever it looks like. Painful, uncomfortable, inconvenient, annoying, because what's coming up in the moment is your annoyance, the one who's annoyed. You're meeting yourself. And so love with another and with a partner can only be as deep and intimate as my willingness to meet myself. Wherever I'm suppressing my own pain, judging myself, rejecting myself, I can't ever have a partner go deeper than that. And even if they say like, oh yeah, I really love you, you're like, you're rejecting me. I don't feel like you really love me. Like, it'll get projected into your own rejection and your own self-judgment. Or if they look at you a certain way and you're like, oh God, every time you give me that look, I can't stand it because I know you're just judging me. They're projecting or reflecting your own self-judgment. And it's super painful because they are a limited being and they're gonna say things that are like hurtful, but it's only gonna hurt you if you're holding your own inner critic, if you're holding your own self-hatred. So it's gonna reflect that on you, and then it's like excruciating. Nancy says, I've been going deeper. Oh, I already read that one. Does it ever come to an end? Here we go, Nicole. I know I bring this up almost every time, all this head pressure, fatigue, etc. My mind races. I do breathing, focus on the symptoms. I've been having even more weird symptoms that trigger immense fear. So, Nicole, it's always a matter of where can you open to, there's so much more here. So much has to do with, will I open to receive? Will I open to source? Like, connect with pure love, allow it in my body, relax my body, let go. And then the other piece is meeting the pain of what is. There's still something, I don't know what the hell is going on, why I can't work through this, it's been years. I don't know what else is left. I lay here and sink into the feelings and sensation, but nothing moves. Welcome in more light. There is somewhere in your system where you're still blocking what's to be received. Like, there are a lot of resources that are here for you, high frequency resources, but your system is kind of like, oh, that doesn't work. Oh, that doesn't work. But somehow there's a lot of conclusion, and there are a lot of high frequency resources for you to receive, like more light and really let this pattern completely release. But you're still trying to do it yourself and trying to figure it out and trying to go it alone and trying to somehow fix it or sort it out. You don't need to do that. That's just a brief of what's kind of going on in your system. The biggest thing that's keeping you from letting this unwind. Okay, sweet one. I can't, Dawn says, I can't seem to release this fear that sits right in my solar plexus. So our energy systems, all our energy centers are connected. And it may not be that the energy that's, it's like if energy stuck elsewhere, then there's not flow and you might feel it in one place. I always invite people to feel and be present to the stuck energy or to what's going on in that area. Breathe into it and just take a few moments and let that energy expand. So breathe into what feels stuck in the solar plexus or for everyone else, wherever else it is. If it's a situation, I'm so frustrated about I don't have a lover, why don't I have it? Into what you feel sensorially, like what you sense there, if it's like tension in your neck. So just breathe into that and then feel that area, receive the breath. Feel that area expand with the breath. So now you're working with the energy of it instead of like the physicality of it or the, I gotta find a man, maybe I gotta improve my match profile or whatever. You're working with the energy of it so that you can physically, energetically be the invitation for what you're asking for in your life. So breathe into that area. Let light come in. Let love come in. We do this in the Instant Elevation Program. There's tons of tools to work with the energy body. It's fun. It's fluid. It's very, very quick transmuting. That's at drkimd.com/IEP. Even if you just view like two or three of the videos, they're very, very powerful. You don't have to go through the whole program. But the Instant Elevation Program on my site is really powerful for this. Heather, what about when the person you love does not seem to want to validate your talents or accomplishments? They don't need to validate your talents or accomplishments. If there's some inadequacy in you and they're not validating you is bringing that up, they're there to be a mirror. They are there to show you the unhealed parts in you. They are there to show you where you need to meet yourself more fully, not to show you, oh, they're so inadequate because they can't appreciate me and give me what I need. No one is there to give you what you need. The relationship is there to reflect where you're not meeting yourself fully, where there are unhealed parts in you that need your attention. And of course, when you come into that harmony within yourself, and again, same thing, there's a lot of these in the Instant Elevation Program, how to complete that. The relationship can now reflect a higher degree of love and honoring of you, or that relationship falls away and something else comes in. Okay. Yes, she says possibly it's contributing with my own insecurities. Well, it's triggering your own insecurities. So if this is a person who can't truly see and celebrate you, as you celebrate yourself more and release your insecurities, this won't be a match anymore. And something else will come in, someone who can meet you in the resonance you're in of, I celebrate myself fully and unconditionally. And then you will welcome in a partner that can meet you there. Or this is your partner and they will show up totally different. You're like, what? I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe you just did that. I have clients tell me all the time, my husband just got up and did all the dishes after dinner and that's never happened before. This is clearly evidence that I am in a new resonance and inviting in a new dynamic. Grace says, all partnerships are robust reminders of our level of love and acceptance, the path to more. Moon Rose, Dr. Kim from, yes, okay, I used to be happy about how I look and felt. When I got sick, I hated how I looked because I gained weight. And now it's hard to love myself because I don't feel beautiful and no one will love me if I can't walk. This is a great example of conditional love. Can you let these limitations invite you or welcome you or be a reminder to embrace unconditional love for yourself? That will require you to connect with the essence of who you are. Who am I really? I'm not this body. Who am I really? I'm not this achievement. Who am I really? There's something deeper. And so connect with acknowledging and appreciating that essence of you. And it will be easier to love all of the expression of you, no matter what that looks like, because the gift that you are is this deeper inner space, not that you can walk and play and give them lots of nice things and do this and do that and look pretty and have this beautiful, perfect thing. That isn't what someone wants to love or really can love. They really only can love the essence of you. And if you let that kind of eke through in little spits, it might be enough light to invite someone in. But to really sustain a loving relationship, you've got to let more of that flow through. And only you can do that by connecting with this deeper self, this truth of who you are. Alice, I experienced a lot of stabilization in my emotional state lately, but now the physics seems to hold me. The fatigue seems to be much stronger than before. Any specifics I can do? Well, you're probably going through a recalibration, so I would just let this kind of move through without jumping on or getting in fear or, what do? I got to fix this. Now there's this. Now there's that. Let yourself complete, because once you, like said, stabilization in your emotional state, which may be sometimes that's suppression. You're like, okay, I'm good. I'm here. But a true fluid emotional state, which is maybe what you're pointing toward, will inevitably create a more fluid and healthy physical state. So let this integrate. Give yourself some time to let it all sink in and be received. All right, I'm not going to be able to go through all of the rest of these questions, but there's a couple about relationships. Elaine says, after my last disastrous relationships, I've given up love and being single. I allow so much abuse, not physical, but mental. Cruelty. Finally, the relationship dies because I cannot take it anymore. I now know that I deserve it all, the entire cake and not just the crumbs. I scraped by for a long time. So keep celebrating the relationship with yourself, the relationship with your body, because Dima's asking, how do I deal with fear and worry, especially about my health? The fear of our body, all of those things, they can dissipate when we connect with this space of stillness and the harmony of the heart. And this has been shown, like there's an electromagnetic shift. The heart is the most powerful electromagnetic field of your body. When you connect with this, and I have a YouTube video, it's like a heart-brain harmonization on my YouTube channel. And then also there was one I did at the beginning of 2019, harmonizing in your heart for 2019, something like that. So those are just other exercises to go through that help you really connect with this. It will create a powerful new alignment for physically, mentally, and emotionally. All right, everyone. I am so much sharing love with you. I shared with a client this morning in the Be the Medicine program that it's so powerfully healing for me to let myself be seen, to communicate, to share, to let wisdom flow through. Like even if I just do a 3-minute video and post it and that's the only thing I did for the whole day, it'll feed me and fuel me and inspire me and light me up for the whole day. And so find a way like to connect with your passion. What are you passionate about? Who are you really? Let yourself be seen, express, even if it's just journaling to yourself and connecting just to honor it yourself and let it come out and be seen. And then look at that page and just say, I cherish and love what I'm creating. I cherish and love what I've expressed. I cherish and love who I am in this act of letting it come out on the paper and just noticing and looking at it with love. So much love with you, for you. I am at drkimd.com. We will be having another group retreat. We are planning it for June. And for those of you who would like to work with me live, it's going to be a really, really powerful experience. It'll be a much bigger group than what we've done in the past. We've had very, very small groups, and it was a much higher investment. So this will be more available to many of you who are ready to come here. We'll be in Durango. It's going to be a very, very powerful, beautiful, life-altering experience. And the page is getting ready, but it's at drkimd.com/retreat. I'll be sharing more of that later if you're interested. So be sure you're subscribed, and you'll hear more about that. But that is available. So if you'd like to register, you can go ahead and do that. More on that coming soon. I'm sharing so much love and happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.